Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hello, everybody. I'm live on October 14th, 2015. If you're hearing this before Friday, October 30th, you're in luck, because that's when the LGBT Community Center of the Desert has their 6th annual Center Stage Gala. That's Friday, October 30th at the Riviera Resort and Spa. Self-identifying as a one-woman riot, Kate Clinton returns to MC this year's Center Stage. Her quick wit and timely humor will once again keep guests LOLing. And this year's gala will be headlined by Alex Newell, the powerful and mesmerizing performer known for his starring role as a transgender student Wade Unique Adams on Fox's musical comedy Glee. Coming up, I have Mike Thompson, Chief Executive Officer of the Center. But first, here's a little tease of the sounds of Alex Newell. You got to show me
continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steak, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. As I mentioned, it's October 14th when this is live, but if you're listening to it before October 30th, 2015, you're in luck, especially if you're in the greater Palm Springs area or traveling here, because it's also, you know, leading into Palm Springs Pride season, people are traveling here from all over the world. But that is the night of the 6th Annual Center Stage Gala, taking place October 30th, 2015 at the Riviera Resort and Spa. It benefits the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, also known as the Center. You can find them at thecenterps.org. And you hear about them in every episode of my show. With me on the show today is Mike Thompson, the Executive Chief Officer of the Center since June of 2014. He has more than 18 years of nonprofit leadership experience. He's a graduate of the University of Oklahoma in Business Administration. He previously served as the COO and Acting President of GLAAD and the Executive Director of Equality Utah. In addition, Thompson worked with the Gill Foundation and Gill Action to form One Colorado and has worked extensively as a leadership and organizational development consultant. He continues to work with CenterLink, the network of LGBT community centers across the nation, to develop a mission-focused governance curriculum for board of directors. And he's an all-around very nice guy. Welcome to the show, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, great, Nicholas. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you and always to see you around town. I have to congratulate you because you really have taken the Center to whole new levels in your years there now.
Well, thank you. And, I've got to give credit where credit is due. We've got an amazing group of people on our team, both staff and volunteers. We've got an exceptional board of directors. And most importantly, we've got a community that is eager to see the Center survive and thrive in order to better serve those within our community. So, you know, it's a pretty great place to be.
So as we are, a lot of people will hear this episode before Center Stage, so why don't you set the stage for us and tell us what's up for that night?
Well, you know, besides being one of the first events that kick off the season, we think Center Stage is just an exceptional way to welcome in the season that is Palm Springs and to welcome in Pride Week with Palm Springs Pride the following weekend. Center Stage really is an exceptional gala event. I mean, in addition to what people can expect from a traditional gala with a cocktail reception and dinner, what is unique about Center Stage is the talent that we bring in. It's most important for us to create an environment where people can connect with one another. We want to make sure our event is reflective of the very work that we do at the Center, and our mission is creating vibrant community. So we want a vibrant, fun event where people can connect one with another. And listen, it doesn't get much better than having Kate Clinton host an event, because her humor and quick wit, you know, is certain to entertain people throughout the evening. So there's not going to be a dull moment, I can promise you that.
Well, you've actually set up an important clip, so let's hear a little bit of Kate Clinton right now.
But I don't know if you've seen for Women's History Month, if you've watched the incredible PBS special on the history of the women's movement, have you seen it? It's really quite amazing to watch and to realize just how old you are. And how long it's been. And we watched it. We taped it, I think. I never know if we actually tape it and what we'll actually get. But it's, you know, it's a learning thing and a big learning curve there. But we did tape it, and we were about an hour and a half into just a lot of footage and gals talking and about the good old days. And then we remembered that we also had taped Nashville. Scandals, okay, because we're kind of binge TV watchers, if you know what I'm saying. You get a serial and you just got to go right through it. Do you do that? Oh, your building could be burning down, but you're like, let's watch the next one, okay? And I love Girls. I watch the show Girls. Once I figure out my password on HBO Go, I can watch it. I don't know what happens to passwords. Do you? I don't know what happens. They just go. They change them overnight. I write them down. I don't know what happens. I actually one time you tried to use my safe word for dangerous sexual situations. I was that desperate. broccoli. But anyway.
So there you have it, Mike, and a little soundbite from Kate Clinton. I'm so glad you're bringing her back again this year.
Yeah, me too. She's always been a favorite of mine. You know, I've been to a number of places across the country, and it seems that Kate is so well-loved wherever she goes, and we thought that she would be a wonderful addition to this event, so we're happy to have her back.
You know, I've known Kate Clinton. I've actually, you know, been introduced to her and had conversations with her and her partner, Irvashi Vad, who is a civil rights warrior and hero. A lot of people don't know about her story, but it's just really cool to have known these people for decades and to keep coming together, especially when we have made so much progress.
Yes, and I'm thrilled. Actually, Irvashi is planning on joining Kate this year and will be seated with Kate at our presenting sponsor, Eisenhower Medical Center's table. And I know that you know, they'll be thrilled to be entertained by Kate when she's not on stage, and also listen to the great work that Irvashi's done over the years, being the pioneer that she's been as well.
You know, your slogan is creating vibrant community, and I have to just talk about how the center has impacted my life. So I'm a member of 12-step programs, and you allow them to meet in the center. That's an important sort of outreach for you. And also,
yes,
I have this radio show because I'm kind of a shy person, and it's a way for me to communicate with the masses in a safe way. But I go to your monthly happy hours at various locations, and slowly but surely I'm really getting to meet real people in the real world and feel really connected to and a part of the community.
Great. Thanks for that feedback, Nicholas. This is something that we started in January of this year. And, you know, as we looked at our mission of creating vibrant community, we thought, how is community, in fact, created? And, you know, in my understanding is that it's about each connection point, that community happens when one person engages with another, and then these individual connection points are woven together then to create what we call community. And so we set up these monthly socials to give people the opportunity to just connect, and maybe connect with people that they might not meet otherwise. Because, you know, if you're like me, listen, my job's got me going all the time, and so on my own time, I tend to just be at home with the dogs. And so I've got to kind of nudge myself sometimes to get out and to expand my own social circle. And so we wanted to make that easy for people. And, you know, I think the first one we had in January, we maybe had 40 people. And then it was a little slow out of the gate. And I think now we had over 200 people last month at 849. And we've got one coming up on the 21st at Toucans. And so we're excited about the number of people that have responded with the same feedback that you've just said. It's a great way to meet and engage with people across the community in an easy, easy way. And just because it's a happy hour format, we've got many, many non-drinkers that attend because it's just an easy, comfortable way to connect.
I love that. I love that. Next up, we're going to talk about this year's honorees, two really spectacular activists that have made a huge difference. And frankly, in my opinion, neither one of them have gotten the visibility and accolades they truly deserve for the impact that they're making. But here's another teaser of Alex Newell from Glee, who'll be performing at Center Stage.
You got to show me
Nicholas Snow is available at NicholasSnow.com. For our video programming, check out NicholasSnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Those paparazzi, they heard you were going to be on the show, Mike, and they just really...
Well, it's a good thing it's radio.
Yes, exactly. Good one. So tell me about the two honorees for this year's Center Stage.
I'm happy to. Both of whom I have such tremendous respect for, both personally and professionally. First is our Legacy Award recipient, and that is Randy Lowe, who has just stepped down as the board chair of the LGBT Community Center, where he accepted that position in 2008. And for the last 7 years, really helped the organization navigate some of its most challenging situations, and really is responsible for the center being the vibrant organization that it is today. And so our Legacy Award is designed to recognize the exceptional work on behalf of or making a lasting impact on behalf of LGBT people living in the Coachella Valley. And, you know, I think Randy's work in stabilizing the LGBT Community Center, setting it up for the growth that it is experiencing today, I think has created just that, a lasting impact on our desert's LGBT community. And then we have our Vanguard Award for recognizing courageous leadership on behalf of LGBT people, and that is going to Kate Kendall, who is the executive director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and in my opinion, an absolute dynamo. I first learned of Kate when I moved to Utah in 2004 to raise money for the opposition campaign to Utah's marriage amendment, and later became executive director of Equality Utah. But Kate Kendall, you know, grew up Mormon in Utah, went to school at the University of Utah, where she got her law degree, worked for the ACLU in Utah prior to going to the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and she is an icon in that community and continues to be even today because her work and the way in which she does her work. I mean, few leaders bring the there's such a personal tone in the way that she does her work. You hear her passion behind every word that she speaks. You see it in her eyes, and you know that her conviction runs deep, and she just does her work with such great integrity and has done such outstanding work on behalf of LGBT people and our families, and we're thrilled to be honoring her this year with the Vanguard Award, which is the award that we honored Judge Walker with last year. So I think she's following in great footsteps.
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize about Kate's work and the National Center for Lesbian Rights is how connected they have been to the marriage equality movement and victory.
Yes. I think there are those organizations that many connect to marriage equality, like Freedom to Marry, right? But I think, you know, you Google Kate Kendall with NCLR and marriage equality, and there are going to be all sorts of stories that come up. In fact, they were representatives of one of the couples whose case went before the Supreme Court that led to the decision that came down this summer, paving the way for marriage equality across all 50 states.
Well, it's just really amazing. We have a few minutes left in our interview, but I want our listeners to know that I'm going to wrap up this episode with the full recording by Alex Newell and Matvey Emerson of Show Me Love. It's a fabulous rendition. You're going to want to stick around for it. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Mike, is that we live in one of the best places in the world for the LGBT community. Not only because the LGBT community has basically full equality here, but because we're not living off in some sort of gay ghetto. We are everywhere, and the community, the overall community, embraces us, and we are basically all one, and that includes people of very different socioeconomic and political perceptions. We're sort of this really unique melting pot. Has that been your experience coming here from other places?
Absolutely. And you know, I think what that does is, you know, there's an openness with which that I've not experienced in all the places that I've lived that we get to have in our community. And I think, you know, just the number of gay people that live here and the welcoming community at large. And it is such a wonderful, warm, and welcoming place that we've also got to keep in mind that not every community has the benefit that we have in Palm Springs, even just miles away. I mean, and so there are communities like in Mecca. A year ago, there was a young man who lost his life at the hands of a hate crime. And so, you know, we've done some work in Mecca. In fact, Ron Cassadine on our staff is going to a community fair in Mecca today. We want people there to know that we are a resource. And while our facility might be in Palm Springs, that the greater Coachella Valley has needs beyond what we might be aware of here. So we want to make sure that people know that we are a resource, that our mental health clinic here is here as a resource, that our food bank is here as a resource, that our therapy groups and that our support groups are here as resources. And as you said, the 12-step programs that meet here are a resource, that we want to extend beyond the four walls with that we work in every day to make sure this community experiences the same types of connections that we get to experience every day.
Well, that was sort of the second part of what I wanted to talk about. I think that it's important to remember that until all of us are free, really none of us are free, and I don't think that we should stay sort of safe and secure in our own community, knowing that what the world is facing. And frankly, I think most people in our community get that. But what do you think that we can do as a community to really be more aware of the atrocities that are still being faced by LGBT people around the world?
Well, one, I think we just have a responsibility to pay attention. You know, I think that we've got to remember that, you know, while it's important to create wonderful experiences for ourselves and those that we love, is not everybody has that same experience. And to bring this back to center stage, you know, the reason we put together this great evening, I mean, the reality is this is a fundraiser. This allows us to do the important work that we do in our community. And as an example, you know, we go into every ninth grade classroom in the Unified School District. So that's four high schools. Approximately 2,000 ninth graders participate in our suicide prevention anti-bullying program. our volunteers that go into these classrooms tell these ninth graders that here's what to pay attention to when there may be signs that your friend is contemplating suicide. And here's what you can do to step in to prevent that from happening. And here's what you can do and resources that are available if you witness bullying in your school. Because while there is great need across the world, there is still great need in our communities. And so the funds that we raise from Center Stage will allow the center to continue to do the work that we do to make sure that we take care of our own, that we take care of those most marginalized in our community, and that we create safe spaces for them so they can live the lives that they're intended to live and fulfill the dreams that they have and do so in the most authentic of ways.
I love that. And that leads me to a question I like to ask all of my guests. Was there an event or circumstance in your life that was pivotal, that sort of that was transformative in terms of who you ultimately came to be, a time when you were inspired to make certain decisions that honored more deeply who you were and brought you to this place of service that you live today?
Yeah, I think, Nicholas, I'm not sure that there were, I mean, I can, a few come to mind I'll talk about. You know, I mentioned earlier in 2004 when I had been living in Denver. I went to Utah to raise money on the opposition campaign to their marriage amendment. We were very successful, raised nearly $1 million in a very conservative state of 2 million people. But it was that summer that Michael Moore released Fahrenheit 9/11. And I remember sitting in the movie theater because while I cared about the job that I was doing, you know, I took it because, you know, it's something that I believed in, and it was a 7-month contract, and so there were some very practical reasons. But I sat through that movie. I actually wept my way through that movie thinking, you know what, I haven't been paying attention the way that I should. I have not been putting my whole heart into something that I absolutely believe in. And for me, that was the pivotal moment in 2004 that I decided that LGBT work specifically was what I wanted to give myself to. I'd always done nonprofit work. I was, even though I had a corporate background, you know, I've always cared about the philanthropic community. But sitting in that theater, realizing that I could do more to have a greater impact is when I decided to invest myself in this work.
Wow. That's very powerful. For people that may not know, Fahrenheit 9/11 is a 2004 documentary that offers Michael Moore's view on what happened to the United States after September 11th and how the Bush administration allegedly used the tragic event to put forward its agenda and unjust wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's directly from IMDb. Is there anything
that
you would...
Nicholas, if I could just say, you know, I realized watching that is like, I've always voted, and you know, I believed that, you know, everyone had my best interest at heart whenever I would just vote, and then I realized it's like there's action that needs to take place beyond the vote, and so that's to stay engaged, and so that was the motivating point for me. It was something that is what needed to happen after the vote.
That's you know, we all have those moments, and I think the more that we share them, the more powerful we all become. So thank you for being so forthcoming with that. Is there anything you would like to add about anything that we may not have addressed?
Well, what I would like to add is to thank you, Nicholas, for who you are in this community. And I know that your listeners stretch far beyond the Palm Springs zip code, but it's you and those that follow in your footsteps that, you know, bring awareness to the things that are happening in our community. And through conversations like these, passion is ignited, vision is created, and change is made. So I want to thank you for being a great connection point in this community and the reach that you have beyond this, because I'm certain that you're inspiring people to be involved and to make differences wherever they live and whatever they have the capacity to change. So thank you for who you are, and thank you for connecting with us at the center. You're a great media media partner for us. You continue to bring greater visibility. You're constantly mentioning the work of the center. And so we appreciate our partnership with you and are grateful for your presence in this community.
Oh, that's very lovely. Thank you so much for that. And you did mention my audience is worldwide, and the centerps.org is a fantastic website, and I know there are people all over the world that have the resources to support organizations all over the world, so I want to encourage listeners to donate to your local LGBT movement, and if you're so inspired, visit the centerps.org and support them. And keep in mind that if you happen to hear this after this year's Center Stage, it's an annual event, and the center is consistently having all sorts of great activities. And what are you most excited about in terms of this upcoming season, Mike?
Well, you know, what I love and is also exhausting at the same time is just being out, experiencing the great work that is happening across this community. I mean, I love our event. I love the celebration that it is. I love that people, it's an opportunity for people to celebrate our work, and I love to go to other events where we get to do the same for all these fantastic organizations. I'm excited about this Saturday's Desert AIDS Walk. You know, we're a wonderful partner of ours, Desert AIDS Project. I'm so thrilled to be a part of a community that we all celebrate each other's work.
Same here. You know, speaking of the community, I think this is the year that the T got put in the LGBT community in ways that never before happened. And the main entertainer at Center Stage is Alex Newell, who portrayed a transgender character on Glee and was celebrated for that. What would you like to say about how the transgender community has been really embraced? They fought for it, but they're achieving it. What would you like to say about the shift?
And I think it's about time, right? You know, I remember, and it's actually still on my desk. In fact, I just grabbed it and put it on my hand, put it in my hand. I had the privilege, when I was at GLAAD, I had the privilege of meeting Laverne Cox. We had done some work for her or with her when I was at GLAAD. And then, you know, I started June 2nd of last year. And on June 9th, she was on the cover of Time magazine. And I remember picking that up in the Ralphs at Ramon and Sunrise. And just tears in my eyes thinking, sorry, I'm getting choked up now. It's just how far we've come, you know, that a transgender woman is on the cover of Time magazine and celebrated transgender woman who's made such an impact. And then as a, you know, as a celebrated actress in her hit show, Orange is the New Black. And then not even a year later, Caitlyn Jenner, you know, is on the cover of, what was it, Vanity Fair.
Yes.
And so it's like these are moments to be celebrated, and it brings great awareness. But, you know, there's also the flip side of that coin is, you know, it allows us to talk about the number of transgender women that are murdered every year. And so, you know, there's the dark side of this that still happens, you know, in communities across our country. And so, you know, the more visibility, I hope that we continue to highlight the education that needs to happen to prevent these same tragedies from happening as well.
I imagine that Center Stage is about sold out. For people that are hearing this before the event, how do they go about investigating available tickets?
Yes, well, we still have tickets available, and, you know, we are hoping to hit that magic 800 number for sold-out tickets. We're not quite there yet, so if people visit us at thecenterps.org and then click on our events page, you'll see Center Stage, and as long as tickets are available, you'll be able to buy them online. If you see a big sold-out sign across the banner, then, you know, we hit 800.
Well, I'm going to conclude today's episode with a full version of Alex Newell and Matt V. Emerson's Show Me Love. But what would you like to say about Alex Newell to set up this song?
Well, I think Alex is incredibly talented. I think his star is definitely on the rise, even though it's already shining brightly. And I promise you, he is going to give us many standing ovation moments, because this one, he can belt out a tune to create some chill bumps that are just going to have you on your feet in no time. I can promise.
And we're going to experience that right now. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Nicholas. Great to talk to you.
I'll see you very soon.
Hope so.
are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.